So going back now to that issue, if I'm going to ask this list, do you know how many widows in your neighborhood, how many orphans, how many elders, how many sick, how many people really need help? Or you are waiting till the invitation has happened? If you are waiting for invitation to happen, don't expect anything different from the community toward you. And guess what? If you take care of others, guess who will take care of you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of times, people come and say, I have a small kids and I'm so worried about them. I give them the formula, it says 4-9. What is the 4-9? Surah An-Nisa, al-ayah number 9. I said, the best thing that you can do to those kids is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَخْشَى أَنْ يَتْرُكَ مِنْ خَلْفِهِ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَافٌ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. If you are afraid about your offsprings, if you are afraid about your children, have the piety and the fear of Allah in your heart. He will take care of them. So who is putting you down from doing all of that? Taking care, postponing, be self-centered, living, okay. One of the main major symptoms that we have to pay attention to is routine and resistance and temptation. If you don't, if you are working and living in routine, if you, in your life there is no temptation, and in your life there is no resistance, don't worry about it, you are doing the shaitan a favor. The whole fight will be inside you and from outside you when you try to do something good and you insist on doing it. If he cannot conquer you, he will let somebody else stand up in your way to stop you. He will get somebody else, and these are his soldiers. Somebody going to say, look, he's doing for what he's doing for show off, or he's doing whatever that is. All the time going to be temptation to make you fail. So if he is leaving you alone, that means you are doing what? The job just right on your own. And all the time remember this, you are like a fetus in the mother womb. Fetus in the mother womb in constant state of development. There is a timetable there. You supposed to be the same in this life. You are in a bigger womb. Death does not take a break. Shaitan does not take a break. And also the belief on you should not take a break. The development part on you and to improve part on you should not ever take a break. It should be keep going, ongoing process all the time. He comes to you, like I said earlier, from al-hawa. Al-hawa, that means what? Make you listen to what you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, He said about Adam and Eve, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَكُمَ رَبُّكُمَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Do you know why? To tempt them to disobey Allah and eat from the tree. He said, do you know why God forbid you from doing it? They don't know. He said, maybe you will be angels. If you eat, you will turn out to be angels. Or you will live, have the eternal life. Something that you love to hear. And most of the wrongdoers that I met in my life, I don't know about you, all he says, the first impression, they said, listen, you don't understand. We are after a noble cause here. Or do you like this or that? You know what I mean? Do you like this to happen? Or how about this and how about that? I am here not to mischief. I am here to do what? To do good. Doubt. doubt is one of the most influential tools that he uses against you. And this is why you heard me before, and you're going to hear me again, and you're going to hear me all the time. Never do what you think. Huh? Anybody heard it before? Never do what you think is right, but only do what you know it is right. Never ever do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. Okay. Because by doing by what you know it is right, no one gives excuses for doing the right thing. No one gives explanation for doing the right thing. Even if I say, I give you the key of my car, and you go to the outside and you open the car and you get into the car, sit down on the car and turn it. Somebody passing by says, is this Muhammad's car? You're going to say, yeah. But you're going to find immediately yourself doing what? Explanation. Yeah, he gave me the key. I'm not stealing the car. He gave me the key. Right? You find yourself giving an explanation. Right? Okay. If you are sitting down in your own car, and somebody passing by and say, if this your car, what would be your reaction? It's none of your business. Am I right? You're not going to give explanation. We do not give explanation for doing the right thing. The shaitan makes you doubtful. And when the shaitan, walayazu billah, makes you doubtful, but how he makes you doubtful? Not only doubtful about the idea that you believe in and about what you are doing, but here is the worst part of it. If you did steal, you think everybody else will steal from you. So the you know what I mean? If you cheat, you will think everybody around you will cheat you, because you did it to them. You know what I mean? And you are better than them. And if you did it to them, why not they do it to you? So what kind of a relationship you have with others? So all your time, you are in a state of doubt with the others. And guess when you are in doubt with others, is there any foundation to build a bond, a trust, confidence, respect? If you are cheating on your wife, before you know it, you think your wife is cheating on you. If you look to somebody else, women's, everybody in the world is looking at yours. You see what the shaitan create and how we get to you. But if you don't. See the beauty of following the teachings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to lower our gate. When we, with the others, the presence of other sex, we communicate in a human level, not a male and female level, for the temptation. Okay, now, when I'm lowering my gate, that means there's only two eyes, looking at out, right? But if the rule is not there, and you have 100 males, and only my wife with me, how many eyes you have? 200 eyes looking at your wife. So for you allowing yourself to look to others, there is only two eyes looking out. By the same license, 200 looking at yours. Who is the, give the short end of the stick here. But lowering the gate, I lower 2 and they lower 200. You see how you prevent temptation? Liquor, gambling, reading stars, All of this, the purpose of it is to do what? Create animosity. Create a fight. And even we see it in the movie, two people sitting down and gambling, one of them will say, shoot, shoot, and the Western, before you know it, got the gun, boom. Okay, you started 5 minutes ago sitting down having fun. It's supposed to play cards, right? How you ended up shooting up each other? There is animosity. Got created. Well, as one win and one lose. Magic and resources. People try to use jinn, that's from the jinn, to harm others. That's act of shaitan. Taking advantage of your weak points and magnify it. And basically, what are those weak points? Desperate, being reluctant and negative. You don't want to change anything. You want to start anything. You are afraid of everything. You don't want to do anything. And you end up doing what? Paralyzed. And there is no such a thing called one person paralyzed. It never happened. If you have a 1,000 community and you have one person in it paralyzed, he paralyzed the 1,000. Can you imagine a human body and have a one part is paralyzed? He paralyzed the whole entire body. Confused the harmony in that body. So, being desperate or being not accepting whatever God gave you, you don't accept that, you wanted the better all the time. Even if you don't deserve it. Well, even if you deserve it, but it is a part of your preparation. You know, sometimes the people, the smart people, if they have a millionaire or whatever, and they have their offspring children, they say, no, you start from the mailing room. Even if he will die today, he will be the owner of this corporation. Right? But being in the mail room, starting from the mail room, he will know everything about this organization. But does he deserve to be in the mail room? No, but it is a part of his training. So when you don't accept that, you are rejecting Allah's plan for you. Okay. Arrogant. Pride. Oppression. Taking advantage of people. Intimidation. Denying other people favors. Some people doing you a favor and in return you do what? And there is a say, it says what? There is no good deed going without punishment. Instead of saying thank you, we literally punish those people. Being stingy, show off, ignorant, state of suspend, animosity, fear, rebellion, crossing the boundaries or disobeying, loving property and gaining. Another mean of the shaitan is using sex against other people as a temptation. So the shaitan go and look, and what we have now, and we talked that about the culture system, how the shaitan control. Now you go to any movie, what you see? Too much talk, too much killing, too much sex, and go home. Do you see anything else, or I'm not fair here? Using women's sex as a mean, that's the act of shaitan. Making women accept it to be only a sex object, that's the act of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create women like create men to be a human being, having the same rights and having the same obligation. if the sex is male or the sex is a female, that is a function of life. That does not make one better the other than the other, or give some kind of superiority to one over the other. Everyone, there is a tailored rules that it helps everyone to do his or her job the way that it can fit better. Like when the woman, when you make women obligated to work while they are pregnant, they are sick, man. Pregnancy is a sickness by its own self. Nursing mother, you know what I mean? So when he makes the man obligated, make the man obligated to spend on his home and to be the provider for his home, to give the woman, not to be superior to the woman, but to give her a chance to be a woman. Simple as this. I hope among the women rights lip that they are saying we have the right to be mothers. I'll make that legislation. And the money we are spending on delinquent, and the money we are spending on teenage pregnancy, and we are spending on rehabilitation, take a fraction of it and give it to the mother and let her be a mother. Let the state employ her, or the federal employ her as a mother. Just let her stay home, pay her for it. Believe me, gonna be a fraction of what we're spending on rehabilitation. And you know, when the mother has a chance to be a mother, what is gonna be her first job? To know how to select the father, because she got trained right how to build a family. So this is a whole lot of things that the shaitan, wal-iyazu billah, it goes from it. Okay, entertainment. Like in any form of entertainment, like the music, whatever there is, movies, watching televisions or anything. Entertainment, there is nothing wrong with it. Period. But if the entertainment gonna lead you to compromise obligation, civil or religious obligation, you got a problem. And it can lead to the level of forbiddance. If you are sitting down day and night listening to the music or doing this and not going to the job, you got a problem. Huh? But he's not want you, he doesn't want you to work all the time, but you work to earn your living. Go and sit down and entertain yourself, listen to music, go to the theater, watch a nice show on the television. Recreative. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the aptitude and the gifts and, you know, and intuitions and all of these things, and creativity as a form of relaxation. But relaxation is like a gas station in your life to recharge. But not going to be the I'm not going to buy a car to put it in the gas station. I'm going to go to recharge the, put the gas in there, but I want the car to go to work. I want to go to shopping center, whatever that is, you know. So when we turn that, that's the act of shaitan. When the time that I spend it to learn religion, learn even civil, to benefit my community and my society, do my obligation like the prayer or fasting and whatever, I'm spending all of that time in doing something, recreation, as an act of recreation, that is not a recreation. So we have, look at this area as the knife. I can use the knife to cut meat and vegetable and make a nice soup and nice food, and the same knife I can take it to the corner and mug somebody. Don't blame the knife. You blame the one who used the knife and how the knife got used. Knife is the knife. How you use it, that's what makes the difference between right and wrong. Okay, how we conquer the last part of it, How we conquer the shaitan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined to us the influence of shaitan is weak. That means never come back again and say, I couldn't do it. Or he overwhelmed me. That's not going to happen. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. And also, shaitan only influence the people that they want to follow his footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, he say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُهُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى saying, oh who believed, do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Whomever will follow the footsteps of the shaitan, he will command him. You see now, command him, not even suggesting. I followed, that means I give him the command, he will command, he will use it. And you know what? Do you know Charles Mason? Do you know him? That's the serial killer that in the 60 killed. He said a statement, it really woke me up. He was worshipping heathen. And one in the interview with him in the jail, he said, how you can do that to the people that they consider you a friend? He said, this is not the case. The minute they follow my footsteps, I have the right to do to them what I need to do. The minute they believed in me or they trusted me, I have the right to do to them what I want to do. The same approach, وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ, and the same wording is right here. The shaitan will command you by the wrongdoing and the forbidding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And if it is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generosity and mercy, and ما زكى منكم من أحد, ما زكى منكم من أحد, that means none of you will escape. Or not escape in what sense now? Escape in a sense of forgiving. Because you go back and ask forgiveness. He go back and ask forgiveness is not. But you go and ask for forgiveness and you mean it, inshallah it will be granted. And Allah all hearing and Allah all knowing. Okay. The one of the most influential tool against you that the shaitan use is your ignorance. Learn a little and apply what you know. That's all I can tell you. And make it the trip of your lifetime. Every day, and that's what I like about some of the teachings in the Jewish community. You know, I am not with anybody, I'm not against anybody, but I'm saying pluses and minuses. Some of the sects in the Judaism, they say you are committing a sin if you do not increase your knowledge on a daily basis. Am I right? That means every single day you have to learn something new. There is a commitment here. Can you imagine what will happen if you learn one thing every day? And you apply that what you learned today, and tomorrow you are spending the effort to learn something new and apply it, and you keep on. So you end up with a week learning 7 new things and applying 7 new things. And simply this is how you improve. One step at a time. The shaitan hunt. He knows. Like you watch National Geographic or the Discovery Channels, all the time predators go after the stray one. They want to stay away from the protection of the group. Okay? He all the time hunt the one who does not have a zikr. The zikr, it means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. If you don't remember Allah, who will be in? Yourself. And yourself, what you want. Okay, Here I want to separate between two major things: happiness and pleasure. Do you know what is the difference in between? Both of them, they have a beginning. Happiness and pleasure. Pleasure usually gets to us from a physical act. Eating gives me pleasure. Smelling a rose gives me pleasure, but does not give me happiness. Seeing a nice scene gives me pleasure. But the pleasure all the time has a beginning and has an end. And unfortunately, there is no end to the pleasure of my life. And that's the worst part. A pleasure to own a car. A lot of people, the minute you sign the title, you are thinking about new one. You didn't even get the car out of the parking lot. Or the minute you own the thing, you lose the interest in it. And you start to think about another source of pleasure. There is no end to that, to the pleasure. All the time you are running around in pleasure. Well, a'udhu billah, even you try a certain type of behavior. It doesn't give you, it starts to be what? Boring. What is the meaning of the word boring? It doesn't give me pleasure anymore. It used to give me pleasure before. Especially in the family life, the marriage life between couples, it's getting to be boring. What do you mean boring? It is the same thing, man. But because you were looking for pleasure, not happiness. Happiness, what is happiness? Happiness all the time as a result or the fruit of a consequence of doing the right thing. Where your conscience will be in a state of tranquility. وَمَنْ يُؤْمَنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ. That's the happiness. We are in a state of consistency. There is no contradiction between what you believe in, what's in your heart, and what you do. That's the happiness. The feeling here is not pleasure. The feel here is the happiness. When you wipe a tear out of an orphan eye, is that a pleasure or happiness? Happiness. Right? Happiness. If you solve a widow problem, is that a pleasure or happiness? Happiness. You see what I'm saying? So the shaitan all the time, if you go after your pleasure, he's going to say, thank you very much, here it is, come to me, I'm the one who will help you out on this one. Because to accomplish the pleasure, all the time you are following your lust. You ate this, no, you want another pleasure from another food. You've been with this, now you want another one. You want another this, you want another relationship. You want in the relationship, you want another format. You want another whatever. You will never be satisfied. You are seeking or going after pleasure, never end and never satisfied.